In courtly whispers, rumors spread of Tristan's love of Isolde's dread. Her bit wrought in anger's flame, declared a duel to clear his name. Sir Tristan, with heavy heart, accepted the challenge to depart. In the field of honor, swords did clash as lightning's fury in tempest slash. But fate's cruel hand, with dire decree, struck down the knight so bold and free, with Isolde's name upon his lips. He fell 'neath Destina's eclipse. Lady Isolde, with tears of woe, did mourn her love in sorrow's flow. Her heart, aching with grief's embrace, longed for Tristan's warm embrace. In death's embrace, they found their rest, two souls entwined in love's behest. Thus ends the tale of Tristan's plight, of love's sweet song and sorrow's blight.